Alan Windey is the DA's premier candidate, and if the party does as well as it hopes, on May the 8th, he will be Premier of the Western Cape probably for 5 years. He is a former MEC for Economic Affairs in the Western Cape and issued a statement over the weekend in response to the announcement late last week that Total, the French company, has found a significant deposit of exploitable gas in the Brulpadda field, which is 160-odd k's into the sea from Mossel Bay. Alan, good afternoon. Have you been briefed on what this practically will do for the Western Cape economy?
Good afternoon, John. No, not really. I was sitting in the State of the Nation address, and while sitting in that address, hearing the president talk about the significant find, but also, you know, reading it earlier that day, and the sort of number billion barrels, that really pricked my imagination, because we have been working on specifically liquid natural gas for our region. We've already done the EIA for Ankerlich and, of course, an adjoining piece of property, because I do believe that liquid natural gas is the way to go as a balancing factor for the green energy that's been put in solar and wind in our region. And we also know that that Moss Gas is under pressure. They're starting to run out of reserves. So that massive investment that happened a long time ago, that was going to slowly start to close down. And so I see opportunity now to reinvigorate Moss Gas. But also at the same time, we know that Eskom is in deep trouble, and we do not have sufficient generating capacity in our country. So surely this then says we should be looking at liquid natural gas for energy, both in Mossel Bay as well as in Atlantis. And so that's my call. We have been really battling with the National Department of Energy to get agreement that we have, or we have an allocation of liquid natural gas. And if you remember, Tina Jibbert-Pedersen, when she made the decision, she excluded the Western Cape initially and gave it to Richards Bay. But we think the president now needs to reopen it. It needs to be the Western Cape. We need to start with those independent power producer allocations now, so that we can actually get the process going.
And how does that work? I mean, this is under the, I don't know what the correct terminology is, but Total has the exclusive use at the moment to exploit that resource. What it does with that then afterwards, whether it wants to sell it to a state-owned corporation or whether it wants to sell it to a group of independent power producers who would pay to get that gas via the pipeline to something on shore. Do you have any idea how it might work?
So if I had the choice, I wouldn't make it a state-owned. I would make sure that it is open. We need independent power producers, and then not even tie them into contractual gas for those power entities. We allow the private sector to do that. We need to kind of open up. I'm glad that we're going to be breaking Eskom up now into different entities. But when it comes to production, not a mix, and whether the gas comes from the Otanequa Basin, or it comes from the Orange River Basin on the other coastline, or even from Mozambique. If you open it up, then we can actually start to tender for the better price or best price that we can get, so that we keep our energy competitive. And that's what I would do if it was up to me.
Yeah, I mean, those Panda oil fields off Mozambique are the sort of estimates that I've seen around the amount of gas, the trillions of cubic meters of gas that are available there. But surely one wants one's gas source to be as close as possible. And one of the reasons we have a problem at the moment with power is because the line between Mozambique and South Africa has broken down, which has, you know, it's been made worse by all of the coal-fired plants breaking down, but we want to keep the source of the power and the switch which uses that power as close as possible.
Correct. I'd definitely go for that. And then I think it also says to us as a country, this is the perfect opportunity to start to get the Kyoto protocols moving in South Africa, because we are so reliant on coal. We need to diversify. We had really great track record and traction in our REAP programs with both solar and wind, and then that slowed down when the nuclear discussion was kind of front and center. Now that that's off the table, now is the time to really push for renewables, and the balancing kind of energy provider for me is liquid natural gas.
Alan Windey, DA's Premier candidate, former MEC for Economic Affairs for the Western Cape. Thank you.